the way of opening the meeting, I would like to inform members that last week's visit was very, very rewarding. We learned a lot, and we shall distribute a report. The first day was a colloquium where academics were doing presenting their research on different aspects on mega events like the World Cup, and experiences from China, from Beijing, and so forth. What you should do before, during, and after a mega event to optimize its benefits to the citizens of the country. And they viewed at the Millennium Development Goals and how it could assist. And then there were a number of papers, one of which was discussing the risks associated with the mega events, like reputational risk, like damaging the brand, managerial risk, and so forth. So really, we learned a lot, and we also had some information on a lot of these things, but it was not organized the way in which compared to what the presenters did. So we shall compile a report, and we were of the view that we should have something of a statement or debate on Parliament around the issues of mega events like the optimizing the benefits of the 2010 FIFA World Cup. I think I'm mentioning it the correct way because they are very strict. You've got to say that it is the FIFA 2010 World Cup. If you say any other thing, then it's not taken very, very kindly from the side of 2010. So, having said that, we shall distribute a report, a brief report on what transpired last week. We then come to the second area, and then the second area, which is then the agenda. The agenda before us is as follows. Number one, with consideration of the joint oversight report to Cape Town International Airport. Two, tabling consideration and adoption of minutes of previous meetings 16 and 23 February 2010. The way we are going to manage this is that as soon as tea comes, we shall break for 5 minutes and then reconvene and continue with the meeting. So we shall start with the first item. The first item, we have received the first draft of the oversight report on the Portfolio Committee on Tourism, and we have considered it, but at this stage, I am not satisfied about the fact that we can sit in one meeting and conclude on this report. There are a number of areas that need to be looked at, and the report is written in the present tense, and there are, for instance, we and also we've got to combine the two reports, the Cape Town one and the O.R. Tambo, Musina, and so forth one. So in the interest of that, I would propose that we postpone the consideration and adoption of this report, because I do not think we are going to be in a position to adopt it today. And then go and look at the draft, and then we shall then present the second draft, which I think will then combine the two firstly, and then secondly, we'll be straight to the point. That is my plea to you, honorable members. I do not know whether perhaps there's a different view.
Thank you very much. That was one of my comments which I wanted to raise, that the report cannot be in present tense. It must be within the past tense, because those are the things which really happened.
Okay. So let us we shall sit down, perhaps a group of three or four people, and look at it closely, and then present that as a draft as well for consideration of the committee.
Yeah, just to say, just to say, can we have the report then in time so that you can read them before you come here? I do want to stress that since Monday is the constituency day, if most of us leave Friday, if, for instance, the documentation is given to us on a Friday, the tendency is that you miss it and you come across it on a Tuesday morning, because Monday, many of us may not be here. Or even if you do come to Cape Town, you arrive in the evening on Monday. So maybe we should make it a habit that our reports or whatever documentation that we're supposed to look at in preparation for the following meeting, we should be in our pigeonholes latest Thursday afternoon. I'm just suggesting. I know it puts some pressure on the secretary in particular, but at least, you know, our discussion can have better meaning if we are ready for our discussion.
Thank you very much, Omujobe. Let us say take last week as an exception, because the secretary and the researcher, together with myself and the whip, were at that conference until Friday. So time to do these things was not sufficient. So we shall try this week to make sure that Wednesday,
Jefferson, I was just trying to second the Thursday, because most of the time members are not here on a Friday, but now, Jefferson, you have just made mention of that. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. So please go and read the basics of all these reports, and compare with your notes where you had notes, and then we'll take it from there. But we shall try and make it a composite report to also to be seen by the chairperson of Home Affairs. The second report on Cape Town International, I received it also this morning. So really, it's unfair on you. I do not want to send a report that is glaringly unprofessional, because it's a reflection on you as members and on the staff. I think they were in a hurry to do something, but the work, hard as it was not as good as it could be. So let us pass number one on that. And then it is my request that when we have an agenda, rather than putting bullets or what are they called, let us try and put numbers so that it becomes easy to refer to number one, item number one, or item number two or so. And the second, number two, will be tabling consideration and adoption of minutes of previous meetings. I think there were two meetings that we should have had. That was the meeting on the 16th of February and the meeting of the 23rd of February. I am sure that we have had ample time to read the minutes of the 16th of February, and then we are not. I did not have enough time to read minutes of the 23rd. For purposes of then proceeding with the meeting, let us look at the minutes of the 16th of February, and perhaps have about 2 minutes before discussion. And then in the meantime, perhaps let us check whether the tea is there or not. And I request that the secretary, the committee secretary, writes a letter to the section responsible about our displeasure in not having tea in time. This is Parliament of the people. People working here should be sensitive to serving the nation professionally. And really, this is not acceptable. And they are not just serving these people, but they are serving the making our work, do our work, making us do our work better. So let us have the, let us make it 2 to 3 minutes. The minutes of the. Of the 16th. half a minute left. One last minute, half minute is over. Mom Shiva said.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think it was just but a slip of a pen. Page 3 on decision. I think it was supposed to be resolved, not the resolved.
My job for adoption, any seconder, Mom Zikala. Okay, the minutes are adopted as a true reflection of the meeting that we had on Tuesday the 16th of February 2010 with the amendment on page 3 on the decision. Thank you very much. Then the second set of minutes are the minutes of the 23rd of February, Tuesday the 23rd, which is last week. So let us have another 3 minutes for considering the minutes, and then we shall propose amendments and then adopt. better than look at the minutes of the 23rd of February before adjourning for tea. Mama Uzigala.
I go to your page 2 when it says meeting on preparation for 2010 FIFA World Cup. Then the first paragraph says, maybe it might be an abbreviation of, I don't understand. In total, South Africa has prepared 10 stadia or stadium. I don't know which is which. I see stadia here. Maybe it's another way of the FIFA world with carrying capacity ranging from what it
I think, although we quite often see stadiums, the correct plural is stadia. But let us check.
That is what I wanted.
So it's quite interchangeable now. Obviously, in the more correct English, it's a derivation from Latin to say stadia. But I mean, in common usage, stadiums is quite okay. So either one, it's not a train smash.
Okay, let us stick to the stadiums.
Grammatical mistake, but something like that, or do we just look at the content? Because personally, I would suggest that maybe the circle should find someone, could be yourself, if you have the time, to read the minutes before he finalizes them, so that by the time the minutes come to the committee, at least you know the smaller things have been removed. Who are more concerned with the content. For example, if I take the second sentence there, on page 2, this is the second sentence. The chairperson said the issue that of concern. I mean, it is obvious that what the secretary wanted to say, but it probably got left out with the typing. He probably wanted to say, chairperson said the issue that are of concern. That is one possibility. But you could also say, chairperson said the issue of concern to the committee. You see, I'm just saying this is, it's small, but it is necessary that it should be corrected. But I'm not sure if the committee, as a committee, we should spend time correcting such like mistakes. Of course, today we have time, but in future we may not have so much time. And same with that paragraph. The second paragraph from the bottom of page 2. So there's quite a lot that we need to correct there, you see. But there are small mistakes, but if they are corrected, it makes it sound better. I don't know if I'm making myself clear too. You want to correct this? What you consider to be mistake one by one?
Well, in fact, let us, I don't know, some of these things, sometimes they say that they are going to be, to go to the, to for editing. I do not know whether that department like this. But in some instances, they just, when you look at the ATC, you find that it has not gone there. But I do not know what the process is. Because if we are not sure that it is going to be edited, let us correct it. and where grammar affects context, then definitely it has got to be corrected. In fact, let me say, start by page 2, the first sentence, and then the second sentence, chairperson said that issues that were of concern to the committee included the supply of electricity, small business participation, like the sale of crafts, transport, customer service awareness, and injecting for inclusive economy. That is the context. That the sale of crafts was came as a way of example rather than the sale of crafts per se. And the organization of the minute. Say for instance the item proceeded to items of the agenda. The structuring now, I think the committee chair should sit with the researcher and then correct that. The presentation, the way it is organized. That is the first under opening and welcome. Number 2, briefing on preparations for 2010 World Cup. I think before we state some of these things, because in some instances they are stated as if they affect. This is what was stated by the DDG. So perhaps if we precede everything by saying that the DDG stated the following, and then we can have these things, because. If they are not preceded by that, some of the statements may look as if they affect, and then if they are otherwise, then we cannot say that it was stated by the DDG. I just wanted to make us aware of that. The last part one paragraph. News reports regarding unfair pricing during the World Cup with reference to accommodation and airlines were being attended to by the ministry or so. I think there's something missing there which we've got to fix in that sentence. On page 2, then page
3. I was saying, Chairperson, it's just a question of formulation. That's why I was asking whether you want us to spend time reformulating the sentences or should we just look at the content, because the survey is being conducted to determine prevalence of the practice in accommodation sector includes. There's something that needs to be corrected. I'm not sure what to say.
The mentioning of this survey presupposes that there has been a survey mentioned before. So if we could say a survey, except if a survey in English.
Maybe we leave
in connection
out
with the above.
We say the survey conducted to determine prevalence of the practice in the accommodation sector includes. We leave the is being.
How would it be if we said a survey was being conducted in connection with the above, and then
mm-hmm.
just forget about the rest of the sentence? Because whether it is match or not, it is in connection with accommodation and airline pricing. To get my point, do you agree? A survey was being conducted with regard to the above, and then just leave it like that. With the above, and the minister was engaging the now it's two industries, accommodation and airlines. The industries on these issues. Thank you, Manjo. Page 2. Yes. If it is preceded by the DD, she stated the following, and then you go to approximately 2 SMMEs had been registered, and an additional 1,400 registrations, as you put it, and then 1,400 additional registrations, negotiations were at an advanced stage. And then it just becomes a just one sentence. The process of registration would be closed, but needed to be finalized before the sitting. Went live in March 2010. I think it's a question of now tenses, correcting the tenses. Let us use the same process to attend to the grammar, but let us have our grammar correct on these things. I think the context was not lost, but the grammar needs improvement. Then page 3. First paragraph, second paragraph. Second paragraph needs to be corrected, but I do not know how we put it. But
to give it a try. Yes, like we said, that reports had to be in person. As I believe that it's reporting now back to the committee, whether which attended or not attended. But like you said, the second paragraph, that the department reports that should be reported. The department reported that with regard to
let us agree on the context is factual, and then we are going to correct the grammar. Is it okay? Then third paragraph. Fourth paragraph. Paragraph. Sixth, seventh, and the last one, starting with on domestic marketing, it was reported that there had been an overwhelming number of requests from corporate South Africa for disky dents and lessons. Now, for English gurus now, D of Disky be a capital letter, or should it just be left like that? I'm not sure. Yes,
ma'am. I suppose, Chair, as it's a special name of a dance, and perhaps it would be appropriate to put it with a capital D.
Thank you for the clarification, ma'am. Page. Deliberations. I think it's just the structuring. It should be bold letters, and then the committee consents where. Then one, air pricing, rather than having the other weight. Two, transport, which appeared to be having a major impact on plans, because big plans supposes that we have there are particular plans that we talked about before. And then the minister should engage the tourism industry to address the issue of inflated prices during the tour. I think it would make it just the simpler the better. The concern was Yeah, you see the last thing, the last bullet is, if you read it together, the committee, it is where concerns were that, then it needs reconfiguration as well. Any proposal? Should it appear as a concern that the minister should pursue a robust engagement with the tourism industry so that those who inflate prices unnecessarily could be exposed?
Actually,
that is my question.
Actually, the presentation is stated to us that the minister was engaging the industry on this issue. And I think probably what the committee did was to support and emphasize it. I don't know.
Yeah, but it appears as a committee concern. The last bullet, if you get my point.
I think I'm trying to agree with you on the question of should we put it as a concern or should we put it as our support for the minister to pursue the issue, because I think that is what we did.
Yeah, I think it would be more appropriate if it were under the next heading. The committee agreed as follows. Then you have that the meeting should pursue a robust an engagement, also should engage. The simpler the better. I mean, we could use there's nothing wrong with using should pursue a robust engagement. But if we just said the minister should engage with the industry so as to address the issue of inflated prices, but under the committee agreed as follows. Do we agree on that? So the third bullet becomes one of the bullets under the committee. The tourism as a subject must be encouraged at and school at school and the school children be recruited as volunteers.
Just a suggestion, perhaps you could say tourism as a school subject. Put in school before subject must be encouraged, and school children must be recruited as volunteers. Is this volunteers? I wasn't at the meeting. So is this volunteers for events at the World Cup? Or, but I just think we could put school in before subject would be fine.
Okay. Any hand up? Yes, Machiva.
Sorry to take a bit. As far as attendance is concerned, I don't even appear either being present or under apology.
Okay, let us first finish page 4 and look at the whole report. I think the second bullet, the committee must meet with the Department of Transport to be briefed on its planning for 2010. It was agreed that the committee should meet with the department. The minister should share results. Or should share findings of the survey commissioned with the committee. That was the intention, isn't it? Okay. care. The last bullet, the committee should also meet with the Department of Sports and Recreation in order to receive to receive latest developments. Yes, sir.
Perhaps you could just say that the committee will ask the Department of Sport and Recreation for an update. Something like that. You know, to have to appear before the committee to give us an update on.
I think we have to avoid the word must. It's not good for PR. Yes. So, and then then we come back to other parts of the report that could have been mistakenly omitted. Mam Chiva say was present. Okay, let us have it on record. The minutes as amended, subject to further refinement and distribution. After refining it, it should be distributed. The refined thing, minutes should be distributed as well. Okay, let us then adopt the amended minutes subject to amendment and further refinement, which will be distributed to the members. No one wants to attach their name to the minutes or what now? Yes, Mama Kasi. Yes, Mama Lule. I think now our tea is ready. Cindy, is our tea ready, ma?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let us then adjourn for tea and then come back briefly to go. Let us get settled and then be ready for conclusion and via correspondence that has come to the committee. The first one is correspondence from the Department of Arts and Culture, where the say that the Department of Arts and Culture respects the work and authority of Portfolio Committee on Tourism. However, I regret to inform you that I will not be able to attend due to the Department's strategic plan workshop on the 1st and 2nd of March 2010. Remember, the original program was that we are going to meet with the Department of Arts and Culture. So they were replying to that. Today should have been that day when we met the Department of Arts and Culture. I would like to take this opportunity to assure you of my highest regard. Please accept my most sincere apologies. Temba P. Wakashe, Director General of Arts and Culture. Then there is a letter from the Minister. The letter dated the 23rd, 2010 from the Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Tourism refers. Please note that the above-mentioned event coincides with the Cabinet Committee on Social Protection, Community and Human Development, which the Minister sits on. The Department also has a strategic planning session for all senior managers taking place on the same day. In view of the above, Minister has requested that you suggest another date for Arts and Culture to make it the presentation. So I think the issue of Arts and Culture is, although important, it's not immediate. So we shall engage with the Department of Arts and Culture and see what date is suitable for both of us. We shall pursue meeting with the Department of Arts and Culture to have a presentation on the aspects of heritage and cultural matters in as far as it relates to tourism. Then we received a letter from the Chairperson of Committees, House Chairperson Committees Oversight ICT, Honorable K.O. Mabella MP. Coordinated oversight visit to assess the state of readiness to host 2010 FIFA World Cup. The letter is dated the 18th of February 2010. I would like to inform the chairperson that the applications for the proposed visits to the borders have been received by my office. The matter is still being considered on possible countries and borders to be visited. I must emphasize that the decision on the number of borders and provinces to be visited is dependent entirely on the availability of resources. Now, the next sentence. The chairpersons will be informed of the outcome once the consultation process is finalized, and I am certain of the resources. Yours sincerely, K. Obafela. So this is what we have to sit with, and it is part of our program that we are going to go to the borders. It's still on. We are not certain now whether it's still the 23rd of March or it will be sometime in April. But we prefer the 23rd of March because of the number of days we have left to the World Cup. So those are the letters in it that affect the program that we discussed on the 16th. For purposes of information and possible discussion, if you want to state anything you wish to. Okay. Then thank you very much for your attention and participation. And on those words, we close our portfolio committee meeting.